This audio is produced and distributed by the Christian Biblical Church of God, Post Office Box 1442, Hollister, California, 95024-1442. With the Canadian office and offices overseas, listen at the end of the message, please. And to visit our website, it is cbcg.org. This is the Christian Passover Ceremony. 4,000 years ago, on a night of the 14th day of the first month, the Lord God began to establish His covenant with Abraham. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, He that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir, that is, physical Israel, through Isaac. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your seed be. This is a prophecy of the spiritual Israel through Jesus Christ. And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Then on the day portion of the 14th day of the first month, the Lord God pledged his own future death as the perfect sacrifice for the sins of the seed of Abraham and the sins of the world. Thus in Abraham's seed, Jesus Christ, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. This was the beginning of what would later become the Passover day for the children of Israel and the disciples of Jesus Christ, the Church of God. Later, when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac for a burnt offering, he provided a substitutionary sacrifice with a ram instead of Isaac. At that time, the Lord God again swore by himself that he would sacrifice himself as the future Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. The Lord God promised in an oath, By myself have I sworn, says the Lord, for because you, Abraham, have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, spiritual Israel, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, physical Israel. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. After Abraham died, God appeared to Isaac, the son of promise, to confirm the covenant that he had established with Abraham. And the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you, for unto you and your seed, physical Israel, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father, and I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, spiritual Israel, and will give unto your seed all of these countries. And in your seed, that is Christ, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because that Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. On the same night, the night of the 14th day of the first month, 430 years after God had first given the promises to Abraham, the children of Israel observed the Passover in Egypt. At midnight, God passed over their houses and spared their firstborn, as he judged all the gods of Egypt and killed the Egyptian firstborn, both man and beast. On the same night, the night of the 14th day of the first month, in 30 A.D., as it was beginning to get dark, Jesus Christ, who was God manifest in the flesh, instituted the New Covenant Passover with his chosen apostles. The New Covenant Passover that Jesus instituted confirms the promises to the spiritual children of Abraham, in the same way that Isaac was the son of Abraham by promise, the new covenant children of God are also the children of promise through Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, Now we, brethren, like Isaac, are the children of promise. They are Abraham's seed and heirs of the promise. And Paul also wrote, Because you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, For as many as you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither free nor bond, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. God promised Abraham that his spiritual seed would shine as the stars of heaven. Jesus Christ confirmed this promise. In the parable of the sower, Jesus explained that the good seed are the spiritual children of Abraham by promise, who will be glorified at the resurrection to shine as the sun. Jesus said, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." For the spiritual children of promise, the Christian Passover ceremony, observed yearly on the night of the 14th day of the first month, renews the new covenant of eternal life through Jesus Christ. At his last Passover in 30 AD, Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, instituted the new covenant Passover with his chosen apostles. The Passover begins as it's getting dark. We will do the scripture reading beginning in Luke 22. Verse 14. Now when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With earnest desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat of it again until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Jesus institutes the new covenant Passover, part one, foot washing. And John 13 and verse 2. And during supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, that he should betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and after taking a towel, he secured it around himself. Next, he poured water into a washing basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he had secured. Then he came to Simon Peter, and he, that is Simon Peter, said to him, "Christ, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you shall know after these things." And Peter said to him, "You shall not wash my feet, not ever." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "The one that has been washed, that is baptized, does not need to wash anything other than the feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all." For he knew who the one was betraying him. That was the reason he said, "You are not all clean." Therefore, when he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and had sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I've done to you? Therefore," he says, "you call me the teacher and the Lord, and you speak rightly, because I am. Therefore, if I, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you are also duty-bound to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example to show that you should also do exactly as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I tell you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, nor the messenger greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." So at this point, we'll stop and wash one another's feet. After the foot washing, Jesus dipped the sop and he gives it to Judas, who leaves to betray him. We'll continue reading in Matthew 26 and verse 21. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you shall betray me." And being sorely grieved, each of them began to say to him, "Am I the one, Lord?" But he answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish, he shall betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it has been written concerning him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed, it would be better for him that that man had not been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Am I the one, Master? And he said to him, You have said it. Now the account in John 13. Verse 18. I am not speaking of all of you, for I know whom I have chosen in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you at this time before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I tell you, the one who receives whomsoever I send is receiving me, and the one who receives me is receiving him who sent me. And as he was saying these things, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, saying, Truly, truly, I tell you, one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, wondering of whom he was speaking. Now one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was leaning on Jesus' chest. And so Simon Peter motioned him to ask who was the one of whom he was speaking. And he leaned back on Jesus' chest and asked him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I give a sop after I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, What you do, do quickly. But not one of those sitting at the table knew why he had said this to him. For some thought, since Judas had the bag, that Jesus was telling him, Buy the things we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So then after receiving the sop, he immediately went out, and it was night. And when he was gone, Jesus said, Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him. Part 2 of the Passover. Eating the broken unleavened bread. The broken bread symbolizes Jesus Christ carrying our sufferings, our sicknesses, and our sorrows. We begin reading in Isaiah 53 and verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And all of us like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opens not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When he shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper at his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for transgressors. The Apostle Peter also wrote of this in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21. For to this were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his footsteps. who committed no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When suffering, he threatened not, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins within his own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sins, may live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Luke 22 and verse 19. And Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in the remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul wrote of the same thing in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is being broken for you. This do in the remembrance of me.'" So at this point, we will stop, bless, and break the unleavened bread and distribute it to those who are partaking of the Passover. Now, part three of the Christian Passover ceremony, drinking of the wine. Let's begin in Mark 14 and verse 23. "And he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again at all of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.' In like manner also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" And likewise Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 follows on with the instructions in verse 25. "In like manner he also took the cup after he had supped, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you solemnly proclaim the death of the Lord till he comes. For this reason, if anyone shall eat this bread or shall drink the cup of the Lord unworthily, he is guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup accordingly. Because the one who eats and drinks unworthily is eating and drinking judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord." So at this point, we will stop and bless the wine and distribute it to the participants. Now let's continue on with the rest of the Passover ceremony. Contention among the disciples as to who was greater. Let's begin reading in Luke 22 and verse 24. "And there was also an argument among them, even this, which of them should be considered the greatest? And he said to them, 'The kings of the nations rule over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But it shall not be this way among you. Rather, let the one who is greatest among you be as the younger, and the one who is leading as the one who is serving. For who is greater, the one who is sitting at the table or the one who is serving? Is not the one who sits at the table? But I'm among you as one who is serving. Now you are the ones who have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you, as my Father has appointed to me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and may sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. A new commandment: love one another as Jesus had loved them. Little children, I am with you yet a little while. You shall seek me. But as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. I am now telling you also, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another in the same way that I have loved you. That is how you are to love one another. By this shall everyone know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Then Jesus prophesied that Peter would deny him three times. Let's begin reading in Mark 14 and verse 27. Then Jesus said to them, all of you shall be offended in me in this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. Then Peter said to him, even if all shall be offended, yet I shall not. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today, in this very night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. But he spoke more adamantly, if it were necessary for me to die with you, I would not betray you in any way. And they all spoke in the same manner also. John gives this account in John 13, and beginning in verse 36. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. And Peter said to him, why can't I follow you now? I will lay my life down for you. Jesus answered him, you will lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I tell you, the cock shall not crow until you have denied me three times. Now we come to the words of the new covenant. These are the words of eternal life that Jesus Christ has given to us. And these are the words given at the same time of the 14th day of the first month that the Lord God, who became Jesus Christ, took Abraham out and showed him the stars and said, so shall your seed be. So let's begin in John 14. And in John 14, 15, 16, and 17, it contains a whole covenantal status between Jesus Christ and us. And it is also a reflection of virtually everything that we will go through as Christians in our Christian walk with Jesus Christ. So let's begin John 14 and verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And where I am going, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. But from this time forward, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be sufficient for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long a time, you have not known me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak from my own self, but the Father himself who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, but if not, believe me because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me shall also do the works that I do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that it may be with you throughout the age. Even the Spirit of the truth, which the world cannot receive, because it perceives it not, nor knows it. But you know it, because it dwells with you, and shall be within you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while the world shall see me no longer, but you shall see me. Because I live, you shall live also. In that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The one who has my commandments and is keeping them, that is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are about to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. The one who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. I've spoken these things to you while I am yet present with you. But when the Comforter comes, even the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, nor let it fear. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and that I will come to you again. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced that I said I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happened, so that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will not speak with you much longer, because the ruler of this world is coming, but he does not have a single thing in me. Yet he comes, so that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do exactly as the Father has commanded me. Let us go up. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, but he cleanses each one that bears fruit, in order that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Dwell in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but only if it remains in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you are dwelling in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who is dwelling in me and I in him bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not dwell in me, he is cast out as a branch and is dried up. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you dwell in me, and my words dwell in you, you shall ask whatever you desire, and it shall come to pass for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Live in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and live in his love. These things I've spoken to you in order that my joy may dwell in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you all the things that I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another, If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. However, because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world hates you for this. Remember the word that I have spoken to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will keep your word also. But they will do all these things to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin. But now they have nothing to cover their sin. The one who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no other man had done, they would not have had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this has happened so that the saying might be fulfilled which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter has come, which I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of the truth, which proceeds from the Father, that one will bear witness of me. Then you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I'll continue right on in John 16. These things I've spoken to you, so that you will not be offended. They shall cast you out of the synagogues. Furthermore, the time is coming that everyone who kills you will think that he is rendering service to God. And they shall do these things to you because they do not know the Father nor me. But I have told you these things, so that when the time comes you may remember that I sent them to you. However, I did not say these things to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have spoken these things, grief has filled your heart. But I am telling you the truth. It is profitable for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. However, if I go, I will send it to you. And when that one has come, it will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you no longer see me. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to tell you, but you are not able to bear them now. However, when that one has come, even the Spirit of the truth, it will lead you into all truth, because it shall not speak from itself, but whatsoever it shall hear, it shall speak. And it shall disclose to you things to come. And that one shall glorify me, because it shall disclose to you the things it receives from me. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that it shall receive from me and shall disclose these things to you. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, you shall see me, because I'm going to the Father. Then some of the disciples said to one another, what is this that he is saying? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, you shall see me, and because I am going to the Father. Therefore, they said, what is this that he is saying, the little while? We do not understand what he is saying. Then Jesus, knowing that they desired to ask him, said to them, why are you inquiring among one another about this that I said? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, you shall see me. Truly, truly, I tell you, you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. You shall have grief, but your grief shall be turned to joy. A woman, when she is giving birth, has grief, because her time of travail has come. But after she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. And likewise, you indeed have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no one shall take your joy from you. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I tell you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until this day, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken to you in allegories, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in allegories, but I will plainly disclose to you the things of the Father. In that day, you shall ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will beseech the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I am come forth from God and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father. Then the disciples said to him, Behold, now you are speaking plainly and are not speaking in an allegory. Now we know that you understand all things and do not need to have someone ask you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Listen, the time is coming and has already come that you shall be scattered each to his own, and you shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I've spoken to you, so that in the world you may have, in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be courageous. I've overcome the world. The final prayer of Jesus is recorded in John 17. Jesus spoke these words and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your own Son, that your Son may also glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh, in order that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. For this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you did send. I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You have given them to me. And they have kept your word. And now they have known that all things that you have given me are from you. And I have given them the words you gave to me, and they have received them, and have truly known that I came from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and all yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now, I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, those whom you have given me, so that they may be one, even as we are one. When I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. I protected those whom you have given me, and not one of them has perished except the son of perdition, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now I'm coming to you, and these things I'm speaking while yet in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled within them. I've given them your words, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is the truth. Even as you did send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in your truth. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who shall believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they all may be one in us, in order that the world may believe that you did send me. I've given them the glory that you gave to me, in order that they may be one in the same way that we are one. I and them, and you and me, that they may be perfected into one, and that the world may know that you did send me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those whom you have given me may also be with me where I am, so that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, because you did love me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you did send me. And I have made known your name to them and will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. And to close the Passover service, we will sing a hymn and then a closing prayer. Mark 14:26 says, and after singing a hymn, they went out to the